It's Boston Accents Podcast, Episode 8, recorded on 3/18/2021. In this episode, we talk about stuff like the prize from the TC's claw game, smoking PCP out of copper pipe, and the delicious combination of KFC and champagne. Try not to get too distracted by the absolutely brutal Sublime cover band that was practicing in the room next to us when we recorded this. Let's go.
This one's
the fucking Boston Accents Podcast.
What does I vote?
For fuck's sake, lads. How was a St. Patrick's Day, you Irish cunts?
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Born and raised in Quincy.
Boston Accents.
You wanted a new intro.
Boston Accents.
Quincy, kid.
Definitely hammering the nails, dude.
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Dorchester.
Dude, he's a good kid.
Boston Accents.
Revere.
Then he's seen the car, so he started running down here.
All right!
This is Bob, how we do it.
We got a new intro for St. Patrick's Day.
I like it.
Hey, I want to say thanks to my boy Lenny for doing that intro. Lenny the legend, Tin Lizzy all day, bud. And also thanks to our good friends, the Dropkick Murphys, for allowing us to use their copyrighted intellectual property for our intro.
I could have sworn that was Battle Ruins, man.
They are a bunch of good sports indeed. Yeah, so it wasn't hammering the nails, so you're psyched, finally.
Finally got
what you wanted.
Wasn't that much better, but it was better.
Yeah, so welcome back, everybody. What's more Boston than fucking shipping up to Boston in fucking St. Patrick's Day, right?
Nothing I can think of.
Well, see you later.
All right, well, that's a wrap. Anyway, what's up, guys?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Dude, fucking pounded champagne, eating some chicken.
Yeah, oh, yes.
That's what we should talk about.
That was a good base coat.
It all started with Pierce.
Definitely started with me, but let's just get into this right now.
Genius.
Not really. Yeah. What'd you think about it before I even describe what the hell this thing is?
9 out of 10.
I thought it was fantastic, and I'm ready to go back to that barrel and take off the top of it. Whatever I threw in that barrel, I'm ready to go take it off.
Yeah, definitely people know what that means.
Take your top off.
It was a bunch of chicken. I left it on the top like George and Seinfeld. It's
what
still,
happened was,
still okay.
There was a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken still in the bucket. He put the top back on the bucket, then threw it in the trash, and he's threatening to go eat it. And we all are taking it very seriously right now.
He's not talking about going to the KFC bucket. He's talking about an actual trash barrel to eat up.
But it was a good mix. The champagne, which was
obviously a good mix over here. He's like St. Patrick's Day.
It was obviously top shelf champagne.
Well, we should talk about happened.
Yeah, explain.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I listened to a podcast earlier that wasn't ours, unfortunately.
Shout it out.
No, it's not good. Okay. But some guy was like, hey, I was in a band, and we toured Australia, and we had a rider. So they're like, what do you want to eat after the show? And he's like, oh, I haven't had KFC since I was a little kid. So we got a bucket of KFC, and he was like fucking rolling through it, like actually inhaling, smoking the chicken down.
Whistling.
And then he had nothing to drink except for a bottle of champagne, so we started like whistling that down. And he's like, KFC and champagne is a new thing, man. And absolutely nobody except for me believed him. This podcast came out like 4 years ago, and I was just like, sounds good.
We haven't heard a thing about it.
I was like, this is blowing up. We got to get on it. So like, yeah, bottle of champagne, came over to the podcast.
Yeah, you texted it, and I'm like, oh. KFC it is.
I think the KFC costs more than the bottle of champagne I bought, man.
That's a beautiful KFC up there.
It's pretty good.
That is, yeah. Shout out Alston KFC right across the
It's
model.
Money. It's twice now we've had it, and it's fucking been tops.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Pretty fucking good,
just
man.
Fucking gun that
it worked
down.
Worked out pretty good.
You couldn't have been happier that there was a fucking excuse to get KFC.
No, it's the first time I ever had champagne, too, in my life. 40
He's a good
fucking
kid.
43 years old. First time I ever had champagne.
Describe what notes did you detect, bro?
It tasted like
oil,
fizzy
chicken.
Wine. Fizzy wine.
White pepper.
Very grape.
13 types of
very grape juice.
I think you were drinking it with your eyes, dude. That's like what you know it is. But what did it taste like?
It tasted like shitty wine. I don't
it's
like wine.
Good. So, Pierce, your champagne wasn't fucking obviously good enough for fucking this connoisseur.
Wait, who's I thought you brought champagne and we put his on ice.
That was the same fucking champagne.
That was the same one.
Man, just insulted me
I thought
again.
We had another fucking bottle.
You know,
I was ready to crack another bottle. I was like, where's the other bottle? I thought we had two.
The side of this table has my name written on it at least once.
I know we talked about this once. Bob doesn't know how to spell Pierce's name. Today he like literally wrote the word peace with a capital P. Like P-E-A-C-E.
World peace can't be done.
Fuck.
Shout out. Do we shout
dude,
out
Dude, your Carlsberg looks like a scally cap.
I dropped it.
Shattered
dude,
to pieces.
I can't keep these things in my hand.
Yeah, it's all right.
They should just throw a fucking shamrock on the Carlsberg at this point. Who gives a fuck?
So I already had base coated a bunch of Krispies today because I got called in my manhood.
$1.
I can't drink like during the daytime, which I actually can't drink during the daytime because now like the rest of my week is fucking going to be gone.
I'll tell you what's gone. The rest of your fucking night starting about an hour ago.
Dude, it's Thursday. The rest of everyone's week is gone.
I'm telling you, it's my new favorite fucking drink though, or Miller's, man. Krispies. They're fucking fantastic because they're not like lights. It tastes just like a Miller Lite. There may be a little bit more like funk on the end of it.
Speaking of champagne, what do you think about High Life's, the champagne in Quincy?
I don't know.
Yeah, good.
Oh, all right, yeah, we'll take that. All right, that's 9 out of 10.
Saying kid in the city of presidents. Where's the Spanky Pod coming?
I can Pro Tools that shit. You guys sound just like Templar.
Sounds good.
That's a good. If anybody's listening, that's a Templars great the song. The Templars of the, wait, the Temple of the Dog.
Templars. Say it again.
Templars. Christ.
There's even less syllables than that when you
best,
say it.
I was just going to complain about people how they play, they've been playing the same.
Were you going to tell us about the story? We all went to see Iron Maiden. We came back. The Templars.
No, I was going to say that they've been playing the same set for 30 fucking years. That's all.
It's a good set, dude. It's
Iron Maiden.
Set.
Yeah, they have. Pretty good.
Next up.
All right.
Yeah.
Mailbag.
We got a big winner in the mailbag.
Yeah, I want to tell like St. Patrick's Day stories. Like, let's get like his fucking... corny as possible.
You guys have to start the St. Patty's Day stories because I don't really give a fuck about St. Patty's Day. The only thing I care about is the Dropkick Murphys make me care about fucking St. Patty's Day. And since the past couple of years, there have been really no shenanigans or anything.
You didn't watch a thing last night, the fucking live stream, bro? Yeah.
No, why would I? I don't watch any live stream. I was actually in bed by like 9 o'clock. I had a bunch of.
Well, you could have watched an hour and a half of it then if you had been paying attention.
Why would I do that?
Because they're your favorite fucking band.
Why, when I go to the thing, I just sit and drink beers. I don't go and watch the band. Why would I watch him on a live stream?
Well, it was pretty cool. Man.
Well, that's good. You guys are good friends. I'm not.
Anyway, well, I think one of the things we could tell for funny stories is like, so for the past, I don't know, 20-something years, we've been going to see them on St. Patrick's Day, much to Bob's chagrin.
I mean, ungrateful prick, apparently.
Well, no, it's fun. You get to see all your fucking friends.
Oh, no, you do.
Brews. And it was,
by the way, I think
fun.
Like collectively we owe Matt Kelly like $20,000.
I know.
Oh, minimum.
He's the best.
You know what I liked about there being COVID? Well, actually last year this doesn't apply, but this year I didn't have to text him and be like, hey, man, can you give me like a couple Saturday fucking passes?
I hate doing that. It's the worst. Even though he doesn't mind, it's
the
worst thing.
Give me a login to YouTube.
He's never once given us a hard time, but I still feel like a dickhead doing it, like a fucking scumbag.
The high point of the Dropkick shit, though, was when TC's was still open. That was when
they could just do both.
Yeah, the high point, and that was when they were still fucking
TC's.
That's when they still had the after shows and stuff at the baseball tavern, and those were the good old days.
Do you
want
to do TC's, that TC story first, then we'll do
Dropkick? But that's
drop
your, that's your birthday. That has nothing to do with...
Not my
with
birthday.
TC's, yeah, because that was the that was
no
the
no that
birthday.
Was that was Play It Loud, I think, dude. I think it was Play It Loud one.
Baseball Tavern was Play It Loud.
No, the Dick Pump was your birthday.
No, why? No, because why would Jordan have been here?
No, that was the trouble. That was the Trouble show.
Yeah, it was Trouble reunion.
Oh fuck, man, I got my fucking things fucking crossed.
Yeah, because Milo and Jordan, I remember I hung out with them like that whole fucking day. Milo's number one. Shout out. Jordy's number one. Reverend Matt. Shout out.
Ben Johnson was the one that won the Dick Pump.
Yeah, well, you're blowing the story, dude. All right, I'm just going to tell the fucking story.
Yeah, you
tell
it.
There used to be this bar called TC's we all hung out at, and it was cool. It was like right off of fucking, what's that, Com Ave?
Boylston? Mass Ave.
Mass Ave.
It was parallel to Boylston. Mass Ave. It was the street like right behind like Little Stevie's and everything.
Yeah. And it was cool because you go in there any night of the week, there's probably like 15 people in there you fucking know drinking. It was lowbrow, fucking cheap, awesome. We went there a lot.
Good
knew the fucking dudes,
too.
Good jukebox, some video games. That one you could like punch it as hard as you wanted.
Had those weird scratch tickets you pull instead of you scratch. Oh, you know, like
dude,
the pull tab.
Dude,
ones?
Me and Ben Johnson used to buy like literally hundreds of those. You made a caterpillar out of all the ones.
Shout out to
lost.
Austin Lemieux. One time we were in there on a Monday and I fucking won $100 and I was like, we're going to spend it all tonight. And I think he got arrested later on by the Northeastern Police. Shout out to the Northeastern Police. You're not even real cops, but you still got them.
They're a rowdy bunch in there.
They're definitely a rowdy bunch.
When you walked in, weren't weren't those like almost like church pews, the benches and the tables that they had when you walked in? Like they're high back, like those wooden. That's the one that you stage dove over.
We'll get to that story later, too. So you'd walk in, you'd know we knew the bouncers, fucking whatever. And there was like this claw game. You know, you put in a buck and like you fucking maneuver the claw, then you push the button, it goes down, it picks up. And it was full
absolute
of pornos.
Claw, dude.
It was awesome. It was like all these just weird fucking porn DVDs and shit and
the
like
toys,
weird novelty sex items.
And novelty.
And so we were all at the Trouble reunion at church.
Yeah, church.
And then like eventually later we all migrated back to TC's. Like when I say we, I mean like we had like 75 fucking people. It was awesome crew.
Back.
People from out of town, fucking everyone. And we started to get obsessed with the fucking. We want to get the penis pump that's inside this fucking claw machine in TC's. And Ben Johnson somehow, dude, fucking nails it. He lines it up perfectly. The claw drops the fuck down. It up comes the penis pump. You're like, it's gonna drop it. Like, you know, it's always bullshit. We win the penis pump. It's the greatest fucking thing. The place goes absolutely apeshit. We just fucking, like, won the World Series, basically.
It's like the Price is Right.
Yeah, like
it was a parade like, 2 days later.
Streamers were coming
parade,
down from the fucking ceiling. And so then this legendary fucking Boston dude, Ole, walks in. Used to work at the Rat and shit. Like, just fucking maniac. And he's like, let me see that penis pump. We're like, all right, dude. So in front of the whole fucking bar.
No, he was out in the street. That's the best part of it.
I was blacked out. in front of a bunch of people somewhere.
It was out. We were outside the bouncer.
In the mic.
He just puts it out. I was at the fucking mic. I hate when you tell me what to do. I'm already married to somebody who tells me what to do. I don't need you telling me what to do.
Who the hell is that?
Fucking,
who is that guy?
He's outside and he just pulls his pants down, puts it on, starts pumping up. People are just walking
like
by.
Like his actual dick. Yeah, and everybody's is just in out the penis there
like,
wow.
Like in broad daylight. But after after that happens, you're the first one to get it. And then you don't know because you just come out the door, so you don't even see what happens. The pump is passed around like it's the fucking Stanley Cup, for Christ's sakes. Everybody's like, ah! And then you grab and you pull up your shirt and you start pumping your nipples for whatever reason. I'm like, that touched Ollie's dick. And you're just like, doo-doo. And then you realize what happened. And like all of a sudden, somebody else got it. And that's where it ended up in Jordian's hand, and he's just guzzling the fucking booze.
Dude, it makes its way back inside. Now, I've had like a penis pump that was just on some other dudes.
By the way, this bar can hold like 9 people tops, so there's like no 75
people.
This
feels swinging from the fucking ceiling. You know, I mean, like, I don't know the last time this dude showered. It probably wasn't that day, you know what I mean? And so, like, that was on my nipples. I don't fucking know why. That's pretty fucking weird. We bring it back in, and our boy, who we fucking love, Jordian, grabs it, and before anyone can tell him what just happened, he pours his entire beer in the penis pump that was just on this other dude's dick,
and your
then
nipple.
Fucking chugs the whole fucking beer, which was like legendary. But we're all like, everyone's like, no, stop. And then about, he's like, what, man? We're like, dude, that was just a little guy's dick.
For some reason, I don't think he would even mind that it was on somebody's dick.
Spirit of the moment, man.
Yeah, man, he just got like caught up in the fucking hysteria of somebody, of Ben Johnson winning.
It's all TC's.
The penis pump. Yeah.
It's all TC's. No, that thing got passed around. It was like a fucking, like the Holy Grail. It was like, it glowed when you fucking held the thing for Christ. Literally
glowed.
Did
all the people put it on all the pots?
Everybody was touching it, fucking like rubbing it on their face. It just made its way around. It just
I remember like the night
matter.
Before. Speaking of the TC stories, I just remembered like the night before right. Chaos and Taos, me and Duffy were in there and they had that boxing arcade thing in the back where you blast up like the fucking speed bag.
Yeah.
And like I like turned around and tried to do like a cool move and like hit that thing without putting any money in. Whiffed it and blasted the screen and almost like shattered my hand.
Oh, fuck.
And like I think I like popped my wrist and I had to like play the next day in Texas and I was like, this is the fucking lamest story ever.
Fuck.
Like I was like, yeah, I'm cool, man. Just like I was like blackout drunk and like sobered up immediately and my wrist was like swelling out. And I was like,
I'm gonna save a dollar.
I'm gonna go drink a dick outside. This is terrible.
Where's that penis pump? I could drink out of that thing right now, I bet.
Put some morphine in that thing and let me down it.
Just fucking pump it and spray it everywhere like it's the Slaughter fucking video when the guy hits the drums and the water just fucking splashes everywhere.
Don't you fucking make fun of that Slaughter video. Is that the same one I like or is that a different one? I don't like any of the other songs.
It's Up All Night.
Oh, that's the song
but
I like.
But he's like every...
She's up all night.
Every hit, like, and they had the drum, the cymbals were on the fucking hanging with chains from the fucking
He
rack.
Copied Nick Menza? Yeah. Fuck that guy. Yo, fuck Slaughter then. That's what I think. Don't you copy Nick Menza. He's the only dude that can hang them from the fucking...
It just popped into my brain, but the new version of Darkest Hour where he has like strings and violin if you heard that.
No, boy, no. Dude, so, I don't listen to that. I don't have Spotify. I don't listen to remastered, re-recorded.
You have to hear it because he threw fucking strings and shit. And
is
like,
it beautiful
like
or is
no,
it fucking terrible?
Fucking terrible. String. I'm going to step away from the mic and get a Carlsberg. Is that okay?
I can get you one. You keep talking.
I don't really want to talk anymore.
It's weird that Bev can actually reach those... At the mic, and you can't. You're closer though.
I got little arms, alligator arms.
Crazy. Every appendage she has is way smaller than usual.
It's tiny.
Flip to the back for the appendages.
So I don't know. Oh, so you know what? Actually, I'm just going to cut right into it.
Do you?
What
is it? A St. Patrick story?
Oh no, I forgot about it. Keep going.
Okay,
sorry.
No, that's okay.
I got a little carried away.
Much like the rest of the world, we moved on past the Irish immediately. And left
so
them behind.
We used to go to TC's and do crazy shit and like. Someday we'll tell the story when I got us all kicked out of there. They shut the bar down. And they were so mad at us.
Oh,
and that. But then we would go to these like Avalon or fucking
Baseball Tavern.
No, we go to Avalon or then later the House of Blues to see Dropkick
Murphys.
Oh
yeah, you're talking about the actual show. Yeah.
We're not just talking about regular bars.
To see bros, fucking hang out, see some tunes.
Overserved.
And like cool shit would happen, like fucking Rival Mob played one year on like on that giant fucking stage.
Headlines, man.
Yeah, that was cool to let you guys headline because you were a hometown band.
Calls James headline. Yeah.
Also, fucking Conmen played a couple years ago. Big shout out to Conmen, my favorite band in the whole world.
Tommy,
one of the best sets they've ever played.
That was fucking awesome.
I videotaped it, by the way, on my phone.
That was when like Conmen like actually became Bon Scott.
Was it? I feel like Aaron made a lot of flubs and stuff.
Shout out!
I was watching him.
No, he did. I'm like, oh, because you're a drummer now.
No, I'll never say I'm that. But yeah, I'm just saying.
So when one of these bands played, I think nervous. It was when your band played, but I can't remember.
Better appendages, dude.
I got the fucking, you guys gave me like the working pass. So usually we get like the VIP pass, but we got the working pass gives you like superior shit.
Moving on up, dude.
Because a bunch of dudes in your band didn't drink at that time.
To the east side.
So I was like, I got to take advantage of these fucking brews. So we go into that little foundation room thing up there, and there's like, we're all hanging out in the bar, and there's like tables.
A weird Egyptian themed foundation room.
There's like all these rugs on the walls and shit. And then there's like a fucking, Bob just dropped the beer on the floor. Because you let go of it. That's Jesus why it happened.
Fucking Christ.
So then there's this like red felt rope. On the other side of the rope is open bar. But you can only get there with the pass I have, not with the pass that anybody else has.
Yeah, it's a VIP of the VIP section.
I was like super fucking cool this day.
Yeah.
And so I'm like walking through the ropes and the guy kept going like, pass, please. I'm like, yeah, bro, like working pass, man. I obviously like played
fucking today. T-pass
the fuck
right
out of
here,
my
dude.
Face. Yeah. Then I would grab like 20 Bud bottles. Like in like a bear hug and just walk right past the dude and put them on a table on the other side of the thing. I just kept doing it. So like then my friends could all drink fucking beers for free.
It was some straight up East and West Berlin type move.
I was crossing. No one was shooting me, dude. I was crossing the fucking line.
Shout out to Felix from Berlin, by the way. I know you're listening to this. Go ahead. Keep going.
That dude rules.
Yeah. Just killed
him. And then eventually the dude was just like, he's like, dude, like there's no more fucking beer. Like, fuck you. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm not doing anything. He just points at a table on like the public side of the fucking rope. And there's 1,000 full Bud bottles. He's like, what are those? I'm like, I don't know, man. People must be buying rounds.
So, it's a table, dude.
So far, I got fucking shut down.
That was awesome. It was the last trip in. He's like, enough. And then you come back out and you had him under your arm and you had your jacket on, so you had a bunch on him. But not only did you defy him, you literally walked 3 feet away from him and just opened the coat up and put him on the table. But you do this weird thing where you smile and you're the biggest asshole. But it's like, ah, you know what? The guy was like, she's like, you fucking beat me. He gave
up. Yeah, the guy gave up.
He's like,
dude,
you fucking beat me.
And everybody drank. It was like fucking Robin Hood, dude, stealing from the fucking.
Somehow you found people to drink these beers at a St. Patrick's Day drop.
It was insane. I could find anyone to drink them.
Bud Heavy's never tasted so good.
They were fucking, those are gorgeous, like fresh. He's like from the streets of Quincy. Like
those
fresh
are like
fucking
high, those are like
every
best.
One of those shows where there was an open bar. I've never had a higher tab in my life. There would be like a bar where it'd be like, dude, free beers. And then a guy next to the girl, like, oh, this actually isn't part of the open bar. And I'd be like, what's up, buddy?
Those
like,
are $12 a beer. Give me
Amazon Prime credit card. Keep it open.
I remember the last year they had the Sip of Sunshine. Weren't the cans at like $25?
They were like at least like $14. Yeah, $4, but it was cool. We were psyched. Yeah. It was like fun to have like a super
you
high
alcohol bunch of cans. Hammered fast.
Was that time when I stole the beers the same year as the fucking Idol?
I can't remember any of the shit, so we pretty much assume it is because it was in the foundation room. So like,
well, that means it was one of 15 years.
Yeah, yeah. Just minding my own business, drinking 1,000 beers with the tab open. I look over and there's like a fireplace kind of scenario. It's like a stone fireplace, right? Yeah. Might remember any of this problem.
No, that's right.
This might have been
like some couches and
sounds right.
Shit.
And there's like a fucking like statue on it, and it looks like the fucking Indiana Jones thing from the beginning of like Raiders of the Lost Ark,
the idol.
In real life, doesn't look anything like that, but in my mind, exact copy. Probably the real one.
It was like a much bigger Shiva statue that weighed like 40 fucking pounds.
You already have like some of the same like ideas that I had because I was like, look at that thing, and I look 2 degrees to the right. And you're already in the area, like, staring at it, like, looking around, shady as hell, like, pulling your hat down further. It's like 20 people in the room, and, like, every security guard is looking at you.
Jesus. He just dropped another beer. That's the same beer.
What an incline.
Didn't you
so you grab it, and you go in, you're like, all right, man, I'm going to put this in the other room, and, like, because they had these weird little spin-off rooms, and you're like,
oh, yeah,
I'm
like
hide
makeout
it.
Rooms or something.
And then, like, when it's time to leave, I'm going to casually go in there and, like, to get my jacket and grab the idol. It was a foolproof plan. There was a couple of fools involved because like it got proven. And the guy was like, what are you doing, sir? And you're like, oh, just looking at this thing over here. And the guy's like, trying to grab that? You're like, nah, I would never do that. And you walk back. You're like, I think this guy's on to me, but he's going to give up in a minute. Like, you thought it was going to reset like a Metal Gear Solid villain? And then, like, you just walked right back. The guy was still looking at you, and you went back over it. You got it twice successfully, even though this guy was, like, focused on you. There was so many other, like, idiots around the room that they, like, there was only, like, 5 security guys in there. And had their hands full. So every time the guy would turn around, you would like slide in, grab the idol, take it, and then start moving away. And they'd be like, sir, what are you doing?
Where's
they
that
can't
idol,
really
dude?
Kick you up because you're in that back room. So they're like, you probably know somebody. Like, yeah. Something's going on. And then at the end of the night, you just went for it. You went in there and grabbed it. And like 3 of them came up.
Like,
they were like wildly outnumbered. You were like, all right, you got me. I don't know how that actually resolved, but they were like not too happy about it.
I think I did that thing where I was like, hey, man, like, hey, what's the big deal?
Yeah, you did. Like, actually, you did that thing where you went back and you like put it back down, like in the cartoons, you're like, and you like patted it. Like, hey, here you go. I was just buffing it out. It's fine. Yeah, you had that look on your face too. Like, and they were mad at you, but they were laughing. They were like, oh, this guy's, I can't believe this asshole.
I can't believe a human with a blood alcohol content this high is awake. This is crazy.
The last one you did is you took it off the shelf and you put it on the floor and stood near it. Because you were doing like the move where you do it in stages.
Fragile, like, move.
And the guy was watching you the whole time, and I was watching him the whole time. And it was like a perfect comic strip of insanity. The guy was like, Jesus Christ, he's going for it again.
Does he think I can't see? I'm like looking right at the dude.
He was as far from you as I am from you right now. Like, he was like, fuck, just watching you, and you had like the slickest, like, carefree attitude.
What
usually
was
works.
I doing? What the fuck was I doing?
Drinking a lot.
Yeah, I don't remember a minute of this, but I remember like thinking
if
I was
you got
get
the
it.
Thing out of there and tried to sell it, you would have gotten like $4, and the court fee would have been $40,000.
I think I would have gotten like $400,000. It was the actual idol. It was the one from the movie.
I think it was Don Law's ashes from Manzanar Street.
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh, so just so everyone knows, we're going to have to listen to this. There's a Sublime cover band playing next to us, and they're A, fucking awful.
They're not a cover band, that's Sublime. They're covering Sublime.
That's like St. Vitus shit coming
that
from over there, right?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
is that
it was
coming
the
from over there.
These guys have two skills. They can play St. Vitus songs, and they're a Sublime cover band.
It's good background noodling, though, huh?
Great taste.
Yeah, but I'm worried that it's going to interfere with the fucking shit. Anyway.
I don't think so.
So you know what was better than those shows at the House of Blues was when they were back at the Avalon? Because that backstage had a couch and it had its own bar. That was the fucking best, dude. Avalon backstage was the fucking best. Because House of Blues, the foundation room's cool, but you're like on the other side of the fucking plate. What usually ends up happening to me is I'll start drinking beers and I watch like some of the show like on the screen. Like, you know, it takes like a while to make your way
down.
You go
on the balcony, you watch the bands, and you're going back in and out. But you have to go through like two sets of security guards for the foundation room.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass.
And the foundation room itself is like so far removed, you can't see the band like while you're in there.
Right.
Do they have TVs in there? I can't remember.
Yeah, 100%. Which is kind of, I wish they didn't, because then like for a few songs, you're like, oh, I'll just watch this on TV. Yeah. So and so is still here. You're like hiding from Springer or something.
Oh, actually, what year was it when Mickey Ward was there in Springer? We were on the side of the stage, and Springer was so happy to see you. He had his arm around you.
I saw that top hat coming. I saw a silhouette of like a giant top hat. And I'm like, please don't be Springer.
It was definitely the fucking the Beetlejuice snake head just came around the corner and like looked at it.
I just remember everybody's taller than Mickey Ward, apparently.
Dude,
even myself.
They were about to play his song or whatever. Beast. So he was like standing next to me before he went up there. And I look, is this dude, he's got to be 5'2".
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck is this? Because he had on this like ridiculous suit. It was cool as fuck, but like kind of looked like a pimp or something. And he looked up at me and I saw like all these scars on his face. And I was like, oh, fuck, you're Mickey. He's like, yeah, what's up, man? And I'm like, this dude, I'm a foot and a half tall and I'm outweighing by 100 pounds, would knock me out in 1 second. One fucking second would knock my ass out. He's a tough fuck, dude.
Actually, seeing him in person that time and then having gone back and like thinking about those Gaddy fights. Before, like just seeing him, I'm like, it's just fucking amazing. Just legend. When you're actually next to him,
yeah.
Like, you're like,
I couldn't believe how tiny he was.
Fucking beast, savage.
Those fights are amazing, man. They're three of the best fights ever.
You know what fight I'm hoping for? Anyone versus Springer.
Hey, speaking of,
in a steel cage with fucking barbed wire, fucking baseball bats.
I don't know, I like him now after everything that's shaken out about all that shit.
Do you remember when he fucking lit up a butt in Johnny D's car?
No,
Johnny D's like, he can't fucking smoke in here, dude, and pulls off on the side of the road and just made him get out on the side of like some road somewhere and just drove away. Back in the D's days.
Actually, before I forget, R.I.P. fucking Marvin Hagler.
Yeah,
respect me.
66 year. I didn't realize he was that young. He's kind
of
young.
He's your favorite, and you like know about boxing.
My favorite boxer of all time.
That best middleweight fight is legit.
Oh, dude, every one of his fights is legit. But like, he's the best middleweight ever.
Best Italian action hero of all time.
Yeah, lived in Italy for a long time. Yeah.
That's because he
also was in Brockton, right?
Yeah, New Jersey born, Brockton raised. Petrucelli brothers,
good fighter, man. That's what got me liking fighting.
He threw all those punches and shit in those dudes' faces.
And the Hearns, was it the first
That's
or the
a
second?
Body blow one, right?
Both fights were sick. The War 1 and 2. Yeah. Dude, there's a video, like, one of the first videos that when they, like, introduced likes on YouTube. Because they're like, that wasn't always there. Like, the little thumbs up.
Oh, no
down.
Shit, really?
The first one I ever liked is, like, there's an interview with, like, Hagler where straight up, like, somebody taped it off their TV. And it's supposed to be him walking on the beach and then, like, walking up to the guy to do an interview with, like, ESPN or whatever. But the way they like started the video, it looks like he just walks out of the ocean wearing a hat that says war on it.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And I'm like, dude, when he emerges from the ocean wearing that war hat, you have to hit the like button.
That's fucking Neptune, dude. Yeah.
Absolute Neptune.
You're like a trident.
Yeah. Marvelous Marvin legally
changed
his name to that.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's sick. He was a straight up underrated fighter, even though he was like the most ridiculous, brutal dude ever. In the best period of boxing ever, the Four Kings, Duran, Sugar Ray. Hitman Hearns.
I agree. Haggled. I hated Sugar Ray.
Hitman Hearns was in the top four.
Yeah, Hitman Hearns is awesome.
Fucking fire, man.
Also, shout out to Instagram friend Thomas the Hitman Hearns, because you put all the words together, it looks like it says Thomas Shitman Hearns. It's not a good look. Tomo Shitman, the Motor City fucking Cobra.
I always think back to that era, too, because that was closed circuit. Remember, you'd go to the
if
Garden.
If only you were alive in the 80s. Dude.
I would have. Well, I was too young. I was too young.
Well, you were 15 in 1989.
You were in the crowd of half of these YouTube videos.
But the closed circuit television thing, that was quite the phenomenon. Like, that was basically pay-per-view. You go to the Garden on the Giants.
It's because he was selling PCP back then. You don't want anyone to know who he was.
Well, sorry to drill your St. Paddy's Day. I just have, like, no interest in St. Paddy's Day for whatever reason.
Me either. That's why this is awesome. Like, this is so Boston, bro.
I just hate it.
Give the audience what they want.
We've been drinking green fucking Carlsbergs all day.
Shout out to Connor, an actual Irish person, for wearing a Carlsberg hat. St. Patrick's Day. It's not actually an Irish beer whatsoever.
No, that's why they don't have a shamrock. It's like fucking Danish.
Yeah.
But when I think of St. Patrick's Day, nope. When I think of Dot Day, I think of the Banshee. When I think of the Banshee, I think of Carlsberg's. Yep. Therefore, this is a St. Patrick's Day beer. Follow that
fantastic
fucking logic.
Right there. We might, pending legal action, we might have a little sponsorship from the Banshee coming up.
Oh, yeah. We have some real sponsors this time.
We have actual sponsors.
I hope that's a fucking stand-up fucking monologue.
They call me Jesse Stand-Up.
And now a word from one of our great sponsors.
Hey, we've all had a couple of nights we'd rather forget, so let's just calm down and enjoy a tasty Carlsberg at the Banshee. That's right, the Banshee Pub in lovely Dorchester, Massachusetts is freshly off of probation and looking for trouble. So come on down and find yourself in the middle of an absolute nightmare, where nothing's what it seems, and everyone's looking to cash in on your blood. With the offer code, go ahead, call the cops. You can enjoy 20 free drinks of your choice on us. When times are tough, just follow the screams of the Banshee, all right?
Dude, if we could get Jeff on here for an hour every episode, it would be fucking sick.
This kid's laughing, dude.
Just because we want to replace you with him. I mean, don't be
Please
mad.
Do. Because I could just be home right now fucking passed out listening to fucking Sublime.
Ah, Sublime. The dude legitimately can't pronounce a two-syllable word to save his life.
I thought you said Sublime, which is like a love line for people that love subs.
Fuck.
If there was going to be one, he'd be fucking awesome,
Adam
dude.
Adam Carolla with Sublime.
Today's veal pounds for breakfast.
Actually, I just want to call some dude out in Philly, man. I don't want to hear about hoagies, man. I don't want his bullshit.
Off. I just want to call some dude. Just gets cut off there.
Whatever.
Sublime.
Tell me about
your eyes right now.
My eyes have been fucked up since that fucking night. I had I think it's a permanent stroke in one eye. One eye healed up fine.
He doesn't look half bad. Can we keep you?
The right eye, man. Nah, it's fucking bad news, man.
Adam, bad news.
I went down to the, are we still talking about St. Paddy's Day?
I don't think we're talking to each other at all, dude. There's three people just talking.
There's three different podcasts.
I was just going to tie into the, because I had the prostate exam. Yeah.
Prostrate?
What? Yeah, well, because I've been having problems like in my belly and like stuff like all fucked up. Like
it's full of
seriously.
Veal palms.
So, but I'm like an old school kind of dude. Like I think everything you can just walk it off or like buff it out. Like it'll be fine.
That's
but
toxic masculinity.
But it's been like long enough now. I'm like, wait a minute. And then my buddy passed away from prostate cancer in like in January. So like kind of been like freaked out because now it's like you know it's just been going on. So I finally had a. Anyways, people found out, and I was actually touched because people texted me, "Oh, dude, you okay? Everything okay?" Like you know, alone text, like not group text. I was like,
"You don't get a lot of alone."
No,
texts,
but I was like, "Well, either they're like praying that I'm just gonna fucking die, and everybody's building the casket now, and they're gonna put me in the penny post casket with fucking Duffy or something."
That thing is already buried, by the way.
But
to interrupt your actual real story.
He deserves it. Tell me what happened to that casket.
Yeah.
The guy who owns the penny post got buried in it.
In his own casket?
Yeah, the casket that was in the bar.
Holy fuck,
no,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, a guy owned
it's
that?
Fucking
it's not
awesome.
Like a government building?
I thought it was just a bunch of animals in Dorchester that got together, like actual rats from the tea and opened a building. Uh-huh. Turns out it was a dude that owned that place.
Because I remember like state cops doing coke in there and like crazy
I was
shit.
In there. This story is not going to go on the podcast. It's a little bit too weird.
Racy.
little too weird. That place got kind of robbed in a section, but keep going.
How did you guys get Duffy into the casket, by the way?
He just got in.
He just got in. Like, I'm going to go night-nights and text people till I fucking die.
It's the only time I've ever seen him lie down and, like, kind of sleep.
Anyway, so I've got issues down below, like, bad. Your like, big time. Like, working. I got, like, one, like, normal nut, and the other one's, like, choked off with, like, the vein, like, the scar tissue fucking vein. It's fucking smoked. Because when I was a kid, so I'm going to tell you, this is the story, because I had to tell everybody the story, right? So when I was a kid, one, our health insurance was in the greatest.
The doctor
so when
pronounced his testicles smoked.
So when they did the surgery,
prognosis
like,
smoked,
absolutely smoked. Testicles.
So where I grew up as a kid, I had the landlord the upstairs. They had a son and a daughter, and the daughter was my age, and she was a fucking house. She looked like fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin, like five
Steve
years old.
Austin. He's like Stone Cold all the time. Stone She's Cold like, Steve Austin.
She's like 5 years old.
314. So
I think I was like 6 or 7 years old, and she was a house, and she would make me and my fucking
she
neighbor.
360.
She would get in this cart, right? And she would
make 6 year old girl looked like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. What fucking planet are you living on?
She's a house, like she's jacked out of her fucking.
Oh, she was absolute fucking
shaved head.
But look
fucking jacked. Yeah. She's wearing fucking tiny black
annihilating cans of butt.
With a leather vest just burying so butt heavy.
He dropped his broom and I caught the fucking thing. So I was in this. She would get in this cart and she would make me and my neighbor push her. And we were trying to push her up like this hill. And I fucking blew out my nut. Like gone. Like fucking whoop.
That's how you blew out your nut?
Well, first time.
Jeez. Usually when someone blows out their nut with a chick, it's a different
fucking so it was like a hernia, so I had to go for surgery. And we didn't have like the greatest. So when you like don't have like good health insurance and everything, and you go to like a shitty hospital, apparently they just tie your fucking like. Shit like a fucking the tiniest shoelace.
So you're like pushing this chick and you're like,
yeah. So, but she was like a tomboy. So that was the first one.
It's kind of a tom man. A
couple years later, we all went like sledding and like she made us push her up the hill sledding and I blew out my fucking nut like a second time.
She looked like Stone
Cold. Oh my God.
Okay, so you go sledding.
So, she makes us do the same thing. Like, she was a tomboy. Like, no joke. Like, I was like, when I was young, I was like predator fucking heaven, man. Like, I was like just asking to get fucking, like, the only thing missing was like a blue van, like, just whisking me away, and like, that's it. I had like, I was real skinny. I had Dudley from Different Strokes hair. I looked like borderline, like, very, like, susceptible to getting.
Right.
Predator.
You're always like bending over.
Yeah, so
looking for candy.
She would like beat the fuck. She would, I'll get I,
asking around I'm, if anyone. Had
I just keep going on the story, but so so we're pushing her up the hill, bang, fucking another hernia, nut blown out. So I had to have another surgery. But again, apparently, again, Christ. Like wherever I, it's like I went to like the Widden, like one of those places where you go in, Jesus. You go in with the cold, and they amputate your arm, like you're fucked up. So they did like a hatchet job. So as I've gotten older, like my I have this if I were to go down there and like look and see if I got a tumor, I'd never know because I have like a giant scar. Like one nut is just a full scar tissue vein. It's fucked up. It's like it's not Scotty Irish. It's not the perfect nut in the 80s porn. But so that was my second one. Now the third one, because she was a fucking bully.
The third nut, dude.
So there was this one time
she hey, gargoyle.
She was chasing myself and one of my friends down the street.
She was chasing myself.
So she was chasing us. Chasing, throws me down onto the ground, right?
Jesus Christ.
Spreads my legs like a wishbone.
She's going to peg you.
And proceeds to just stomp my fucking nuts out like Jesus a cigarette butt. Christ. As hard as she can. Like, literally, like, just stomp them out. Like, put them out like a fire. Like, just gone. And then beat the living shit out of me with a wiffle ball bat. Like, I was, like, fucked up.
Why did she do this to you?
I don't know.
Was that a 6 year old girl? Was it actually Stone Cold?
Well, this is.
It might have been the real Stone Cold.
So she, the first
You're
one,
in backyard wrestling. You didn't even
the
know.
The first one was 6. The second one was like 8 or 9. So the third. This
is getting stronger the more you let her
the
go.
The stomp out was like 10 or 11. But that
is that
same,
what it's called?
Dude, that same year, she was chasing me and my other friend around. She took a, like a, you know, the barbecue thing that you stick like the fork?
Oh, the fork.
Yeah. The tongs or whatever. So she chases us down the street, brushes him aside, takes a piece of asphalt off the ground, and actually...
She's like superhumanly
strong
and
shit. She caved my head in, split my head open with the fucking... with this asphalt, like a head like cracked open like a coconut. Jesus, I got like Christ. Like New Jack when he did that fucking shitty fall ECW and his head split open with break. Yeah. And then she took then she took the barbecue tongue and just stabbed me with it in the fucking side. Absolutely stabbed me with it.
Is there a way to press Beastmaster and Zangief at the same time?
Dude, I don't even know what button.
A 6-year old chick is a fucking beast.
So to finish the story, Beast the last Master. One is it, now another year goes by.
Zangief.
She's chasing me around the house, and my mother.
Why is this happening so many
times? Because my mother taught me not to hit fucking girls. So my mother actually comes outside. She's like, "Look, enough of this,
Beastmaster.
You hit her. You hit her. That is not a girl. You hit." But I'm like, "But
that is not a girl.
But you told me not to hit girls." Yeah, she's like, "That's not a girl. Forget what I said. That is not a girl. Just fight back, for Christ's sakes."
Jesus Christ.
Dude, that chick, that she fucked up. But I got that family back because now they lived upstairs. They were like Guido to the Guido Max. They had a grapevine in the yard. Like, so what they used to do is they used to have Poland Spring bottles in the basement, and they used to ferment wine in there. They used to make their own wine. So what I would do is I was down in those Poland Spring bottles. No, they never like cornered off the cellar.
You
so
put
I would,
acid in
no,
it?
No, I would just go in and just pee in it.
I knew it was going to be that.
I would just pee in it.
I was hoping it wasn't.
I would just pee in it and pee in it. And then they would have like a family gathering and they'd be out there sipping the fine Bob Chardonnay. Like, I'd just be looking out the window so happy.
Yeah, but
like,
she's already stomped your grapes into oblivion. So you're actually probably pissing wine anyways.
Dude, that house was crazy. When they moved out, that's when this shitty family from East Boston lived in the.
Oh, the shitty family moved in.
Yeah, no,
stabbing you with a knife.
What was the house no, family?
Dude, they had these
neighborhoods really gone to hell.
They had these like Section 8 like family moving from East Boston. They were friends with the guy who was a cab driver. They had two sons. Both sons were fucked up on crack.
Where is the
and,
beef?
The big one, this guy Joe, used to smoke crack and freebase in the basement.
Tell us about this shit.
It was pretty terrifying because he would like on a Friday night he'd be down there getting blasted and like. I remember I was a kid. I had no idea, but he would come up and he would bang on the fucking cellar door. And, like, he'd be like, "I'm coming to get you." Like, and, like, it was just me and my mom, so I was, like, freaked out. I remember one point I didn't even know how to use a drill. I just put fucking 2x4s up to seal the door. We'd have to call the cops all the time. But one night in particular.
It was a pull door.
But no, you go. Well, this is the thing. This is what it was, like, freaky. Like, because the laundry was downstairs and the basement wasn't, like, cornered off. And, like, there were times you go down to do your laundry. You know how you get that feeling, like, somebody'd be watching you or something? And that dude probably was like in the corner just fucking giving it a grab, like God knows what.
Hammering himself, watching it.
Oh, yeah. But at one point, I actually figured out again how to use it. So I just put up like weird, like just plywood just to have something to block off the butt.
Just plywood the laundry into the machine.
One night, like a third, like a second cousin of mine.
He might be in there.
They were down there like freebasing. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, like apparently he wanted to get blown by like my second cousin that was down there with him.
Fair enough.
So all of a sudden, what happens?
And then smoking crack.
Or? Yeah, pandemonium break. He wanted to blow him, so pandemonium breaks out, and all of a sudden, the whole neighborhood's out, and there's this guy, my second cousin, running down the street with his pants around his ankles, and the other dude just chasing him with a fucking tire iron. That dude's dick out, like running down the street.
Boy,
the other guy's
me.
Like, yeah, just blasted on fucking crack. Like the other brother would always he'd break into the basement to live in there high on crack. It was a shitty time, man.
Dude, stop leaving mattresses and fucking baseball bats down
there. Yeah, no, but that dude used to, like, sell drugs to, like, kids. It was just a fucking shit show. I don't want to get into that stuff. It's, like, so fucking depressing, but...
Hey, Gargoyle.
You know, I was telling my fucking story and just putting all these fucking sound bites over it. Totally...
I don't know what you're talking about, man. You're doing that.
It was a part of your story.
You just let it all out. My fucking nuts are fucked up and you're putting sound bites over it.
Well, I think there's more... Isn't there more stories about that fucking smoking crack guy trying to, like, blow everyone?
No, that's pretty much it, really, in a nutshell.
All right. Yeah. Oh, one nutshell. So you're back to your prostate. Man.
No, that was it. All I can say is the guy put his finger up there. It felt real good. That's it. End of my story.
Jesus, I want to hit Beastmaster.
No, but you want to, the funny part of that was I think I told you guys was that, like, Beastmaster. I get nervous, so my nervous reaction is to joke. So the guy's like,
can you get another one in there, buddy?
He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, you know. He's like, he goes, I don't like this as much as you don't like it. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't be sorry. And I'm like, that's totally not what that guy wants to hear. Like, I just ruined that guy's day.
Is it the same dude you were trying to, like, hey, can you call my wife and tell him I died on the operating
table? Another one. That's when I had my heart, because of all the roast beefs, I had my heart checked out. The machine didn't work. I was like, just call her, tell her I'm dead. The guy's like, that's not funny. I'm like, why not? It's fantastic.
It's pretty funny, dude.
Anyways, those are my stories.
Yeah.
Oh!
Was that the fucking tall riff right there from next door?
That might be tall. Oh, yeah. So this is my surprise because you guys surprised me with that Magic Shark song that I didn't know about.
What the fuck is that?
Well, the song, the Magic Shark, the unreleased song.
Oh, the fucking shit bomb classic.
Yeah,
ending.
That awesome thing that nobody ran by me.
The greatest ending of all time.
Apparently, I just show up and fill fucking
people
air
said the
or something.
Ending was one of the greatest parts of it, definitely.
Yeah. So I did some fucking field testing because it annoyed me that you cried about the fucking underwear bullshit with the dick hole and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I did a week on and a week off with the briefs with no hole and the briefs with a hole.
Okay.
So what I've decided is that the briefs with the hole, if you have a small dick, it's just a fucking nightmare because the hole moves around. I did more work trying to extract something to get out to piss with the hole than if I just undo my fucking
maybe you like
thing.
You might like the
well,
one with no hole.
No, well, what I realized with no hole is there's this weird like feel of power. Like it feels like you're unleashing something. You got the fucking belt down. It sounds like you're doing something. Like it's like a fucking orchestra.
Trying to take a piss, man.
So I just take it out, and when you don't have a large unit, it's more conducive.
You got to look down and be like,
"Hey, gargoyle."
The hole moves much more work. But what I enjoyed was being on a job site where we were working in this building where there was a community bathroom, and
bathroom.
I got to move away from the.
I got you.
Go ahead, keep talking.
So what I did is I just was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna do what that dude did with Bev. Just drop my pants down around my ankles and have my cheeks out. Nice. There's something awesome about just like you drop the pants, your ass is out. It's like Coltrane cutting Love Supreme, like avant-garde. It was like a free-form fucking piss. It felt fantastic.
It's a free-form story. Wow.
I just dropped it. I'm like, and I did the moan, like the ah. And you just hear like five dudes moving, like every F-bomb, every poor word. What's going on over there? I'm like, I'm just being free, man. Just that is, if I could just pee like that
you
all
felt
the time.
Free.
I did.
I like that.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
Counterpoint is you can just have a dick hole in your underwear and just unzip
and then pull your dick
but,
out.
But like I said, the dick hole adjusts while you're driving or whatever. You got to fish around.
Why are you pissing when you're driving?
No, I'm just saying because of my daily activities.
Yeah.
There was more work for me in not being a well-hung man, just fucking getting the hole and getting it out to do it than just pulling the briefs down.
Okay, man.
That's all. I just wanted to tell you.
That's cool.
I just did some homework. That's all.
Thanks for doing
that. That you couldn't
do.
You just wanted to cry.
I just wanted to piss everywhere, man. Yeah, I'm never going
to
not pull my dick through the hole, ever.
That was
a good amount of homework for the podcast, though. It's the most effort anyone's put
into
any
homework
of these
segments.
Yeah, it was unappreciated. It's brutal. What a fucking crew. Worst people of all time.
Weirdest dick.
I've had like... what a day. It's been a shit day. End it with you two
so
guys.
So we're like 1/15th through this list of shit we have to talk
about.
What about
those animal facts?
But we already
facts.
Got to the prostate.
I got animal facts, yeah.
What about those animal
facts?
Animal facts?
All right, cool.
Yeah, you want to do those. That?
I hear somebody
are
likes...
Are you ready for your theme song?
I heard somebody likes...
Pull the theme song up. Go ahead.
Here we go, guys.
Bev seems annoyed.
Animal facts.
Why is Bev annoyed?
All right, we got a new animal fact. There's only so many of these things we can do, but I found a new one.
There's only so many animals, dude.
There is. This one's about vampire bats. It actually exists. You know that? Bob, do you know this?
Transylvania?
I did.
Pennsylvania, vampire bats.
Transylvania. Pennsylvanian hunger? That's the sickest record of all time.
I'm going Dracula. Hungry.
Vampire bats. Check this out, Bob. Do you know this? They produce a small amount of oak milk, and they can be killed with a well-placed kick to the thorax. Also, second fact, is they can be taught a little bit English. They can be taught to say, like, hi, how you doing, all that. And if you put 25 vampire bats on top of each other, that equals one full-size Evan Dando. Zanky.
Animal facts.
That is all, yeah. It just blew my mind,
that's
man.
That's off the BBC, dude.
That's like crazy to hear that.
Boston Brewing
Company. I'm done. Just seal it off.
The noise they make when you kill them with a thorax kick.
There's a lot more things I can learn English than I thought.
I mean,
can you teach Evan Dando English?
Stone Cold Evan Dando.
Where's that wallet? Showing up to Walgreens to play guitar.
Oh, yeah, dude. Shout out to our sponsor, Evan Dando. We found his wallet so we could actually get to pay for a sponsorship. He lost his wallet in Cape Cod recently, and he was on the news. Some kind soul found his wallet at, was it Walgreens?
Yeah, it was Walgreens.
So they texted him and they were like, yo, your wallet's at Walgreens. And he showed up to the Utz chip aisle. This is how you know this guy's a fucking dude. Not only is he being in good bands and make good music and smoked good crack, and he also banged Kylie Minogue. Dude, shout out to you.
He did everything I've ever wanted to do.
But he also was like, he knew what good ships to play in front of. Even though he's in Cape Cod, which are still good ships.
You might have heard of their ships, you know?
Utz are fucking supreme ships. They're fucking great.
Yeah, ultimate
ships. And he played a couple tunes. He brought a guitar down there, so.
The best is the comment on it. I'm sure the guy who found it would have just preferred $50 and you playing fucking guitar for
him. Dude, he's just like, I know what to do. Like, grabs a guitar. Everyone's like, what the fuck is he doing? He's like, I'm going to play this.
Dude, the best like other rare, comment like about cut. That was like, dude, we appreciate this, Evan Dando, but also, like, don't sing in a pharmacy during COVID. With, like, no mask on. He's just like,
yeah, man, that's what the people want. Turn away.
Dude, the GQ article then where they have the picture of his like place in Martha's Vineyard.
General Quincy, by the way, it's like sickest the, magazine ever.
It's like the piece together drum set, but the walls in it are OSB, like unfinished OSB, and there's like empty Doritos bags, like fucking. Yeah.
He's a rocker, man.
Fucking lint, fucking blown around. Like I don't I just can't have OSB. I'm sorry.
We'll go down there and fucking fix it for him.
I will.
Stop being a dick.
Down here, fucking. Throw up some fucking
Beastmaster.
Total Beastmaster.
Absolute fucking Beastmaster.
Dondo.
Oh, man.
Hey, can I read an iTunes review?
Yeah, you can, because I'm going to grab another beer. I got to move away from the mic.
Get away from the mic, for fuck's sake, dude.
So, hey, to all those people that have been resharing our shit on Instagram and everything, we fucking appreciate it. For all you that have been listening, it's a lot of you. Get on fucking shit, iTunes, and write a fucking review.
Yep.
Give us 5 stars. You know you want to give us 5 stars. But write a review because the shit is kind of funny. And
Stremmy.
Here's one. It's from, I'm going to give you guys a clue who it's from.
All right.
He has the sickest Adidas sweatsuit and shell toe collection of all time. No hair.
Dando, dude. It's
big,
Dando.
Big beard. A big beard. The amount of money you're going to win goes down every
How much money is he blowing fucking
I almost dive. Said Eggy, but I'm going to change to his cousin, Johnny D.
Ah, I was going to say hashtag boy harsher. Shout out Johnny D.
Johnny D.
And this is his review. 5 fucking stars. Pissa. No surprise is the title. Did you ever wonder what would have happened if the Three Stooges survived the nuclear holocaust and only ate, drank nothing but radioactive dunk sandwiches?
Jesus.
That's it.
That's it, fucking, huh?
Is that a review? Is that the Wikipedia of our entire lives?
I don't even know if this is for our podcast, but it's on our podcast, and like that's pretty fucking cool.
How much money does he spend to dye that?
That was just spray painted on the side of your car.
Here's actually a pretty sweet one. It says from Crom 138. Is that our
Crom,
boy?
Remember that band?
Oh, yeah.
Crom?
Yeah.
What's up, Chi-Town?
Like that band.
What's up, Bob? The good Bob. And dude, the title is You Can Smell This Podcast. And the review, 5 stars, is smells like a Home Depot piss bucket. Jesus in a musky Christ. Practice space with a North Shore three-way on top.
That's fucking like a dead. It's like a Robin Hood.
He fucking 100 out of 100, dude.
Absolutely legend shot right there.
Thanks, man. Thanks to both you guys. Thanks to everyone else that's gonna write shit this fucking week. If you're listening to the podcast right now, go write a fucking review. Don't be a prick.
If you're listening to the podcast right now, you know we need material, so write in some shit and give it to us.
How the hell else is this going to be longer than 20 minutes if people don't write shit that we can
People are
read?
Talking about smoking crack.
Is anybody listening to this live in Attleboro?
Can you cut that part out? Yeah. Does anyone listen to this? Just cut that out.
I actually was going to just cut out every single thing he said this episode.
I just was curious because I drove by Miller's Roast Beef.
It's not even plugged in. Dude.
Down there. Wonder if there's any good. It can't be, but I'm just
imagine
curious.
If there was like Yelp. Or like Google.
Yeah, I don't
or
look at that
Roast
stuff.
Group.
Yeah, I don't look at that stuff.
Okay. Well, hey, if there's anyone.
That is the fucking tall riff.
You guys are very combative tonight. I'm not liking it.
Is this fucking tall next
chicken?
To us?
I don't know what that is. They stopped playing Sublime. Now they're playing fucking.
Sublime.
Now they're playing fucking Doom.
It's like
metal.
A shitty version. Like he doesn't know the. Dude, they know we're recording the podcast.
They heard.
And
some
so
shit.
They came and did this on purpose. Really,
well, that's. Dude, that's better than what they were playing earlier.
We have to go next door before they leave. So we gotta wrap this up in the next like half hour.
Half hour.
We got
Christ.
Some shit to say though.
What do we got? Oh, we got. Don't forget about this stuff here.
I'm not forgetting about that.
What, are we gonna get to something else?
Oh, I have a lot of things on the fucking.
Oh man,
gotta go back to. Do we have to go back to?
First of all, just like
Saint
a little
Day?
Inside baseball. Like we literally don't talk about fucking 90% of the shit. That we plan for these podcasts.
True.
Because everything just goes off the rails.
Oh, dude, I just realized the like Patriots signed all those guys today.
Hey, Pierce, what's the end of what you were going to say?
Sorry.
I was going to say the Patriots signed some new guys today.
Sorry.
Like, someone
no,
really
it was yesterday. 2 days. I'm sorry, Pierce. I'm sorry.
No, no,
I'm really
dude,
sorry.
I don't give a shit. Just fucking finish it.
Yeah, finish
it. We don't talk about any of this crap that's on the. We like list out some shit before we get over here, and it's like a bunch of great stories, and like none of them make the fucking airways. They're getting erased like the never ending story as we.
And here's a message from another one of our great sponsors.
Has this ever happened to you? You have a brilliant idea for a website, but you just don't know what to do next? Well, Squarespace is here to help. For the low price of $12.99 a year, the internet website of your dreams can become a horrifying reality.
But what if the domain name is already taken?
Not to worry. Try our brand new service, Nice Try, Buddy, where you can slip us an extra $5 a year and we'll give you any website you want. It doesn't even matter, kid. It's yours. Just give us the cash. No longer will www.steaktips.com belong to unworthy heathens. Use the promo code Boston Accents Podcast, along with the sub-offer code Don't Be a Pussy, and you can get started on your dream website today. And don't forget, folks, crush your enemies. See them driven far away from your web domain and hear the lamentations of their steak tips with Squarespace.
All of the good shit that we want to talk about never makes it on here. Hey, but when you were asking if someone lived near Attleboro, I actually got a shout out, a question. If any of you guys know anyone that works for the fucking tea, they had there was a store in Cambridge that had this giant Wollaston tea station sign, like a real one from the fucking tea station for sale. It was available on Monday. It's fucking Thursday today. I went there to buy it, and it was someone else bought it. So I'm fucking pissed, bummed out, whatever you want to call it. I need a Wollaston tea station, like a real one, like a fucking huge one. I need it. I'll pay you whatever the fuck you want. I negotiate with terrorists, but just it's fucking all good. I know some of you guys work for the T. Regan, I'm looking at you. Get me a fucking sign. I will pay you. All right. Well, thanks, guys. That was a good one.
I don't go on social media all that often, but I noticed somebody posted something about Quaaludes.
You can't get, dude, I would pay $1 billion for a
Quaalude. I saw the last Quaaludes. At some point, I'll tell you the story about Cardoza and the Quaaludes.
Well, all right, so that's
what I saw the last.
Tease it, dude.
Cardoza.
Cardoza.
Right. Yeah, Cardoza? Yeah, from Taunton. But yeah, the last Quaaludes I ever saw were in a Poland Spring bottle, of, you know, like the office Poland Spring bottle, and you had a
5 gallon
full to the fucking brim of Quaaludes. Took one. I never would ever take Quaaludes ever again. That's the worst feeling I've ever
like
had.
Like the only person that I was don't born like in the 70s. I like grew up in like the 80s and 90s. I even got any.
He had those. Those were the last Quaaludes.
I wonder if he gave you something else. I was like, yo, these are Quaaludes. And he like passed out.
No, those
like,
were Quaaludes. No, that was the best. Dude, just to tease that, the greatest thing was being like in my early 20s and being having a crash pad in Boston and Beacon Hill. Because he was always in Taunton getting
give a little bit
tickets.
Of background. So what is this? Because I know what the story is, but I don't think
so. I used to work like 21 Beacon Street, which is right next to the State House. It was a condo. And my cousin was a concierge there, and then he got me a part-time job there. So we were de facto like concierges. I used to work the night shift and the weekends, like in clothes and be there like all night. But we were also de facto maintenance guys because the maintenance guy that worked there was like, he was like legit, like that dude was fucking awesome. Like, he was the type of dude that like, he'd be on Friday, but hey, Friday, 3 o'clock would come. He'd go up to his unit, which is right out of the fucking like the common area. And then you just hear everybody's working for the weekend, just blasting it full blast. You just hear it pumping out of his fucking radio.
Shit was
and he's
done.
Just up there just doing blow, fucking crushing Budweiser. And he'd come down and he'd be like, hey, you know, there used to be a liquor store right next to Stairway to Heaven.
Yep.
Hey, just go down there. You get me a... Well, get me a case of beer, and he'd throw you like a $100 bill or a $50. You'd come back with a case of beer, and then he'd just be like, "Yeah, just keep the change." And this dude was like the greatest like Friday night. But dude, that dude was a fucking legend, man.
So we gotta have like a reoccurring segment.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Cardoza talk because you have a lot of stories about this dude.
You want to do them all in one episode?
No,
or do you wanna do one.
No,
each episode?
But I'll do one right now because
nicely done.
So you just had a. Just think of just living on Beacon Street and having like an apartment that's paid. That was like part of his pay. I don't think he got paid very well, but he got a unit on 21 Beacon Street. It was like
a
one bedroom apartment. But dude, it was like a total like dude that loved Budweiser, Percocets, and cocaine and Quaaludes. Like it was just like a bed.
It was wait,
like
you a worked, house. We worked with every guy from Quincy, yeah. including me.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had these buddies from Quincy statement. That used to do drywall. These guy Froggy and Dave. But the point
those are also
at one point
ones, by the way
he got this Basset Hound and he got a portable jacuzzi
portable
for
Basset
his unit.
What's a portable jacuzzi?
It was an inflatable jacuzzi. So he put AstroTurf.
Like Coming to America.
So he had,
the first one.
Yeah, basically, but it wasn't as nice as that. So it was a bedroom. Couch, and then in the side room, which would have been like another bedroom, just he AstroTurfed the fucking floor, and then he put this fucking...
if any water spill, if it deflates, bad will happen.
You'd go up there, he'd be like, come up, guy, you want to have a couple beers after work? What? You show up, and he'd just be sitting in it, and he had this Basset Hound just swimming around and just crushing beers, like doing a couple fucking lines, just smoking a joint.
Sounds like heaven.
Dude, honestly, to be that age and to have a crash pad in Beacon Hill anytime you wanted was like fucking amazing. Dude, that building was like, it was probably one of the best jobs I ever had. I got paid.
The guy you're talking about that was like cleaning the windows outside? Like,
no, that was the actual window cleaner, Franny. Anyways, that's a story for another time.
No, that's a story for right now. Just finish off with this.
So this building, if you ever go, you know Beacon Hill, right?
Yeah.
So it's like
BHP.
There's a state house in that street, like 21st. It's in the building where
I know 21st.
Yeah, so that's all 21 Beacon Street in the corner there. So all those units, they all have windows, but they all have like bars over the windows, or they don't have balconies. But that building, you can't actually get, like, if window washers to go wash, they can't get the machine they need, or like the scaffolding. Catwalk, the scaffolding to go up it.
Oh, because of the
so
bars?
This was the only fucking guy.
Yeah, they can't get them out of the bars to do the
so when we were working, he'd come, and this guy, he's fucking out of his fucking tree. You'd go up with him, and you'd open the window, and it had like this little 2.5-inch ledge, and he'd just go out with his feet on the fucking ledge. Like, yeah, guy, all right, I'm out there. Shut the window. I don't want to shut the window. He's like, you're not even out here. What the fuck are you complaining about? You'd shut the window, and he'd just be out there on his tippy toes with one hand just washing the fucking window.
Jesus.
Come on. And one day, I remember one day the fucking window got fucking stuck. Come on. Come on, you cocksucker. Come on. And we can't get the fucking window open. He's just freaking the fuck out. He's like, I can't get the fucking window open. But, dude, like, every window in that fucking building, the dude would just you'd go out, you'd close the window, and you'd just be like, fuck, I hope this guy doesn't go down. No safety gear. With it. Just two little fucking feet on the ledge just cleaning the fucking window.
Did he have size ones?
Yeah. He had my boots. He had my boots on. But one night, we went out drinking with him. We had to. We're like,
steel
dude.
Toe socks,
and I just
dude.
Go to him, like, dude, Franny, like, what the fuck, man? How? Because the other guy he worked with was fucking tapped. He had his fingernails. This was before like
fingernails.
Well, he had painted fingernails, but this was before people were just covered in tattoos. He was like covered head to, he had face tattoos, just covered in tattoos.
Like the early '90s.
So I go, Franny, I'm like, how the fuck do you deal with this? Fucking, I'm not even like, he's like, I know you guys are pussies. I'm the one out there in the window. You guys are fucking crying like babies. I'm like, well, how do you deal with it? He's like, you know how I deal with it? He's like, I just go home. Do a lot of cocaine. I just drink a lot of beer. At least like a 30-pack a night. Just fucking make it go away. Start all over again. I'm like, all right. I didn't ask you for that. Oh, dude, that fucking building was great. Remember we get, there's a fucking guy there that used to lure us up to his unit. He definitely liked men.
Always getting
boys.
Lured, dude.
But you just have you, what, we finally figured out
he
one
like
time.
He screams like, lure
no,
me into shit.
We finally figured out one day because he kept having us move the same table like to other corners. He just wanted to see us bend over and fucking like move the fucking table. My cousin's like, dude, he's like, I think the guy's just looking at our asses. I'm like, well, I know I got a good ass. I mean, but it's like, all right, yeah, you're right.
It's definitely a good table too, though. Got to admit.
Can I tell you one more story about him?
yeah, all right, yeah.
So there was this guy, Chris Sullivan, that used to live there, 5L, and this was like towards the end of my cousin working there, and he never told me about him, but he's like, if this guy Chris comes in on Friday, because I started working the clothes on Friday, he's like, just deal with him. So every Friday, this guy Chris would come in with a plastic bag full of porn and Nantucket nectars, and he'd come to the desk, and he was disabled, like fucked up. And he would just tell.
It's called mentally ridiculous.
And he would just tell like awful, like off color jokes that you can't tell in these days.
He's touched by the angel.
The whole time, like the pornos would be like flipping out and like the Nantucket nectars. But one day I go,
can't
I go,
say
hey.
Nantucket nectars anymore,
I was like,
dude.
I don't know if this is like.
They're just nectars.
I don't know if this is weird, but what happened to you? He's like, he's like, you know what happened to me? He's like, I drank a couple cases of beer. I got on a motorcycle. And I drove through the front of a shop, Stop and Shop on it, and I've been fucked up ever since. So don't drink beer and drive a motorcycle. I'm like, okay.
Oh, boy.
So my cousin didn't tell me either. He's like, so one day he comes down, he's like, if I give you $20, you come and clean my unit?
Dude, you've been working on his voice.
He meant his dick.
Clean. No, dude. So I go into this
Beast
unit.
Master.
I go into this unit, and it's just him. Sitting on a couch, it's hoarder level. There are fucking mountains of empty VHS porno tapes.
Oh.
I'm talking about like ceiling high.
But they're empty?
They're empty because all the videos are like stacked up somewhere else. And he's watching.
Someone drank all these videos.
He's watching a porno
watch
movie.
Once on the
so
empty.
There's just picture three piles of empty VHS porno tapes. And then on the other side of this room is five piles of Nantucket, empty Nantucket Nectar bottles. And then the stove is just filled with newspaper. You pull a stove, and there's just newspaper filled inside of the stove and on top of it.
Don't turn that fucking thing on, then.
Dude, Nectar Camacho.
Well, after work.
That's not bad. No, that's not bad either.
This is why I never liked apartment buildings.
Because I always wanted a friend named Hector the Connector.
You never realize when you live in an apartment building how like you're literally like 5 seconds away from being burnt out of house and home because there's some disabled guy watching porn with fucking newspapers in the oven drinking Nantucket Nectars. Dude, it was unreal. So he just had...
There you are trying to smoke crack and drink a beer like a normal person.
So I filled...
This fucking maniac down the hall.
I filled like three bags of like trash bags with like empty Nantucket Nectar balls. He wouldn't let me take the papers out of the fuck. Then he wanted me to hang out and watch a porno movie. So I'm like, you know what? I was like, fine. So I'm sitting next to, I've cleaned like the hoarder. I'm just sitting there with like this disabled guy watching like a fucking porno movie.
The best case scenario is someone goes in there and turns on the oven. It starts a huge fire, but then Cardoza's fucking portable hot tub starts leaking, and it all comes through the floor.
Or the Nantucket Nectar bottles explode and just put the fire out.
That's one of the best stories there is somebody left there. Used to be able to go up to the roof deck, watch the fireworks, smoke PCP. Like, whatever. But somebody left the door open one time, and the fucking standpipe froze, so it started flooding the building. But Cardoza was fucking blasted out of his mind, didn't know where the shutoff to the standpipe was. So he's running around in circles, running around in the flooding water. Doesn't remember where. So he starts paging. This is when we had pagers. So he starts paging the old maintenance man who lived in Cambridge. So the old maintenance man would get the page, then he would call 21 Beacon Street. And then Cardoza wouldn't, he's still running around in circles trying to figure it out. And then it would just keep, it was this circle of like an hour of like, as the building's just filling with water. And then finally that guy, Dennis, just gets in a cab and like drives over to Beacon Street and then just like shuts the fucking valve at the standpipe.
But everybody had already drowned.
The whole building.
You hate to see
flooded. Everybody like the drowned. Whole nine yards.
They died.
Oh, I got stories to the end of time there. You know, his kid used to live there. Remember Dick Albert, the weatherman?
Yeah.
His son lived there, paid for him because he probably went to Suffolk. Kid was an absolute fucking cock smoker. Absolute dickhead.
You can't say that anymore. They're called meteorologists.
And then there was a chick that there was this chick that used to live there.
Weatherman.
Who
insulting.
Who, again, another one that like parents paid for everything. But she came down one night sitting there like at the thing doing my homework and stuff.
The gargoyle was a
and she comes down and she's like, so I have this she somehow hooked up with this dude like right off the boat from Ireland. Like straight up like Connor, like right off the fucking boat. Like, right out, and I guess she's like talking to me. She's like, do you think it's normal?
I guess she's talking to me.
Well, she's.
She might have been talking to this dude next to me, but like, I pretended
she
it
was getting
me.
Proposed to by a guy from Ireland.
She goes,
a restaurant.
Is it,
I came in through the window.
She's like, is it normal that this guy like holds me down and like plays with himself over me? I'm like, well, no, that's not normal behavior. Like, do you want me to go like beat him up? Like, she's like, well, no, I think I kind of like
drag
it.
You into a basement and smoke
and it would
crack.
Be like, all, it would, all, she would come out and she would tell me these stories.
Beastmaster.
I meant to just do Beastmaster, sorry.
I don't know if that was like a flirt or like...
You can actually like read whatever. Some Beastmaster if you just look up the script
read
online.
Some fucking Beastmaster.
Oh, what was the last one for tonight? Last one.
Yeah.
It used to be old maintenance.
But wait, I have a question about the last one.
Yeah.
So you think that she wanted you to be like, I'll hold you down,
I think she
too,
was,
baby.
Well, I think she was like flirting, but that's not really a way to flirt.
Why is that not a way to flirt?
Because it's like, I'm free. I want to beat the guy up. But at the same time, I'm like, I think she's horrible because like that's gross. Like, why would a girl allow
right,
that?
She should only have missionary sex. You know, like everyone's just talking. Right. No, you're right, dude. That's cool.
Oh,
you should beat the guy up.
Stop letting me fucking ramble on. Please end it.
What's the next story?
Well, the next story was the old maintenance man came in one night randomly because he got blasted.
Wait, the who?
The old maintenance man before the other guy, Dennis, they were drinking mudslides at Patty Burke's. So
that's code for something.
He comes
that's
back.
Definitely code
he
for
comes,
something.
That's the worst thing you've ever said on this podcast.
He comes back with fucking mudslides are fucking fantastic. That's a that is liquid cocaine if they're made properly. So he comes back with this other guy and the guy's jaw's wired shut. And I'm like, what the fuck? And Carlos like, leave him alone. I'm like, well, no, I gotta ask him. So I can do what's he's like, he's like, I'll tell you what, man. He's like, I'm gonna tell you something. You're gonna smoke fucking angel dust. You don't smoke it through a copper pipe. You get fucked up. He says, it's not the dust. It's not the PCP. It's not, if you Freemason copper pipe, it's not the drugs. It's the copper. What's in the copper fucks you up. I'm just looking at the guy. I'm like, whoa. He's like, I got fucked up, man. Somebody, like, basically kicked me up and down, Mass. Yeah, fucked up my jaw. I'm like, I can see. It looked like he made his own wire. It looked like somebody took, like, a football helmet and, like, took the fucking face mask and, like, put it on his fucking face. It was unreal. And then he just disappears. The last I ever saw of him.
Jesus.
But all I can remember is, like, don't ever smoke drugs out of copper pipe. So I've never smoked any drugs.
No one ever warned me. Like, luckily, I haven't done that yet, but thank you for saving my life.
So I've never smoked drugs out of copper pipe. Because I can only imagine. I don't want to be that guy.
Dude, that story made me think of three stories. So number one, there used to be a dude that hung out in Didi's. He had his, like, I don't know if his spine was fucked up, but he had that thing where it's like a circle around your head. Yeah. With those like bars coming. And everyone called him Birdcage. Oh, no, so they'd be like, yo, Birdcage, what's up? And he'd be like, hey, what's up? But he had to like turn completely sideways to look at you because he couldn't move
his Birdcage of Alcatraz. Yeah.
It's like Lance when he broke his neck.
Yeah, kind of. I wish, dude, did he get the birdcage?
Well, he had whatever that weird fucking contraption is that keeps your head in one place.
And then, dude, two fucking wired jaw shut stories. I can't believe we segued into this by accident. So number one, Benson gets his fucking jaw broken. I think that he thinks it's my fault or something, actually.
Probably was.
Fucking 15 years, was not my fault. No, he went out in the street at Didi's to fight like 10 dudes that you don't want to fucking fight by himself. I was watching Jerry's Kids, probably like top five favorite bands of mine ever, play in a fucking Discharge cover. And like, I didn't realize that a fight was even going on. You know what I mean? Whatever. So he gets his jaw broken. That sucks. Goes to the fucking doctor the next day. And they're like, oh yeah, like we're definitely going to have to like wire your jaw shut. Wait here. We'll be right back. He's like, all right, man. Like I'll be fucking dude. Fucking I'll be right here. The doctor comes back. There's no dude. Like an hour and a half later, Benson comes back into the doctor's office. Like, where the fuck were you? He's like, dude, fucking, I heard you were going to wire my jaw shut. So I went and got a cheeseburger and ate it with a broken jaw.
Oh my God.
And now you can wire my jaw shut because I wanted to have one less cheeseburger. And they're like, you're a fucking animal. Then you got Jonesy. Jonesy fucking has a broken jaw. We're all hanging out watching football. He shows up like, holy shit, dude, like, what are you going to do for food? And he has a thing of boneless buffalo fingers and a thing of blue cheese.
Because let's have a boneless jaw.
And he just puts it in the fucking blender and he blends up all the fucking boneless tenders and the blue cheese into like a shake.
Jesus
and just drinks it while we're all eating wings watching football.
That's fucking insane.
Double maniac.
Katie Holmes' disturbing behavior, dude.
Katie Holmes. I was talking about Tom Cruise's old wife. I couldn't remember the fucking
Katie
name.
Holmes, dude.
Yeah.
Dawson's queef.
Was she from that with the Dawson?
Yeah.
James Vanderbeek?
Yeah.
The Beak Kid. Wasn't Dawson's Creek like a fictional Massachusetts town?
I think it was. Like Martha's Vineyard was supposed to be on some sort of
Martha's
like
Vineyard is definitely a fictional.
I watched every fucking Fantasia episode of that with
I
my
I can't confirm
ex-girlfriend.
That Martha's Vineyard exists.
No one's ever heard of it.
So it's consult P-Boy on that.
Never heard of it.
P-Boy
speaking of Nantucket, do you guys want to tell a story about a guy that autographed a sub that didn't really autograph a sub?
Let's do it.
Autograph a sub.
At a merch table.
Oh, the Tommy
Day.
The Terrorist.
Who the fuck else autographed a sub?
Who the fuck else autographed a sub, dude?
The spoiled meat fucking ham sandwich. Well, somebody stole that. Remember when somebody stole that idea?
Someone
and I got
bought
pissed.
It for like $50.
Yeah,
like
somebody
paid whatever.
Yeah, it was in the back of my car. It was like lunch. So we brought it into the fucking merch table.
So start from the beginning.
Yeah, so we were
there's
selling.
A show. Someone's
we were
a
trying
show.
To sell Tommy the Terrorist merchandise, which God bless anybody to sell.
Why
ass.
Are we doing that? Are they playing
because
the
it was
show?
St. Paddy's Day. Oh, we're going back to St. Paddy's Day. So we decided that, well, nobody's going to buy their stuff. But if we put it on green shirts.
No, that's not what happened.
What?
The sub was not at that show. The
oh,
sub
is
was
that the
one?
That was the night Sean, everybody fought everybody. That's when I wanted to fight everybody. When he gave away the. That's the guy.
Where was that?
It was at Great Scott.
Church. Oh, Great Scott.
That was totally unacceptable. I remember telling that girl to fucking give me that beer. Oh, it's terrible. It
tell the whole story, dude.
So yeah,
Tommy Towers is playing, right?
No, that was Hammer and Nails, the Revilers, and then Schwitzy's band there, the band you used to be in.
Oh,
Butthole Bloody, whatever that is.
Bloodstained Brindle.
Hey, shout out Bloodstained Brindle.
Oh, yeah.
Good dudes. Whoa. Those are good dudes.
What? Why do we shut? What are
because
we?
They're good dudes.
What are we, like a YouTube fucking thing where everybody likes everything?
We used to always shut everything out.
Was Revilers the first time they played Boston?
Yeah, it would piss me off. I remember
so I had something note on my phone. It was like, everyone's like, this band rules judged based on the shirts
yeah,
we were tuning
I remember
up.
That. I got annoyed. I'm like, dude, you guys have heard anything but shit music now because these dudes are wearing Life's Blood and Sheer Terror shirts. You like that
well,
fucking
Andy
band?
Rules
fucking
and like their
well,
shirts
we didn't know
rules.
That at the time.
I knew that.
I was annoyed because those
and Ben
jabronis,
Johnson's boy Corey was in that band.
Yeah, but yeah. Those you know the jabronis I'm talking about are all they fucking hate and fucking beat each other off. Because they haven't heard anything good in fucking years. Christ.
All right, so they're playing the show.
So I don't remember. Oh, so yeah, we were taking shit out of the back of my car to fucking sell the merch, and there was a half, like an old ham sandwich from like lunch bag. It was all moldy. So we just put fucking,
moldy.
I don't know if you
lunch.
Or I signed Matt
no,
Kelly's
I didn't
name
it.
On
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So it must have been me or
it
Sean.
Was, Matt, autographed via someone else, and then that someone put a shamrock next to it. Yeah, it was unreal. It was like $50 on the merch table. Yeah. I'm pretty sure someone fucking bought it.
I don't.
So we made like a little sign that said like autograph.
Dropkick Murphy's spoiled meat in a can sandwich.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, that was nice. Sean gave away all the shirts. I thought some. I thought that fucking
Guy Fieri.
Can't use that word. Take it back. Sorry.
I can change it to Guy Fieri.
I gotta take that out of the lexicon of my language. Whatever am I saying?
It's a lexicon devil over here.
But I thought somebody stole the shirts. I don't know why anybody would think that, but Sean gave them away, and that's when I challenged everybody to a fight.
He was giving away the cardigans too.
Challenged.
I just want, and then if it wasn't
challenged everyone,
I did. If it wasn't for the fact that that dude
glove
was
slapping, well, it wasn't.
Like he didn't. You couldn't suck at someone if they do like I challenged.
I was like, come on, you fucking stole
it. You're on up
to it. I remember talking shit. I remember saying to the fucking idiot that I thought stole him. I was like, man, he tried to sell me a demo, and I'm like, I don't want that. Who the fuck wants that shit? I was like, you know what? But take my money. You could get some plastic surgery with that. I was like, you need that more than I do. You take that.
So you didn't fight the guy, but you gave him money.
No, but at the end, I just decided that was a ridiculous night. That was another night we almost drove the work truck through a fucking building. You and I got up.
We were doing that a lot back then.
Yeah, we would literally get in, whee, like fucking.
Like, got it, dude.
If we ever got pulled over, blood alcohol was like 30 times the limit, right?
100%. He's like, sir, you have a lot of blood in your alcohol stream. We're like,
dude, we would literally just drive somewhere, eat like a massive amount of food, peel out, somehow drive to Quincy, and then I would just wake up at work the next day.
Don't know how last thing I remember, like 7 p.m.
Don't know how you got home. Have no idea. And I would smell like fucking whatever I ate and drank. Good God, man. We were a fucking beast.
Yeah. Kind of legends, I think.
What word am I looking for? I don't condone any of that.
No. Not Cardozo. No.
Seemed like it was fun, though, didn't it?
Retro's dude, like telling that story, it sounds kind
of. Dude, yes, we got fucked up tonight.
Get fucked up tonight.
We had a lot of fun.
And go driving around, you know what I mean?
That doesn't work that way no more.
Oh, it still does, actually, yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of, since we're talking about Dropkick Murphys, have you guys ever heard of a restaurant? And I think the nexus of this restaurant, and Pierce, you probably know better than I do, but Dot Ave.
No one knows better than anyone does.
People think it has like the highest ratio of Irish pubs.
Yep.
Asian nail salons.
I'm going hungry.
And various forms of Asian cuisine all in the same universe. So what people wanted to do a few years ago.
Same universe, by the way. Jimmy was reaching hard on that one. But yeah, the Dorchester part of Boston is traditionally known for like Irish, Vietnamese, Cambodian.
100%.
Chinese people, black people. Everybody just, you know, in one section. What are you laughing about, dude?
I just read something. Keep going. Don't let me distract you.
So
the idea was to combine them all into one place.
Before anyone knew what the word entrepreneur was, a person came along.
How do you use that word?
And he had a dream. And the dream was to open up a restaurant.
Beastmaster.
Total Beastmaster. And to try to get all the money from everyone on Dot Ave. It's like Irish bars are making money. Hair salons, Vietnamese hair salons are making money. Chinese food places are making money. Why don't I put these together?
What the fuck are we going to call it, though, if we combine it, man?
I think we should call it Chopstick Murphy's.
Oh!
So we got...
Which is one of the funniest fucking names.
Yeah.
But it doesn't end there.
Also, thank you to John Aconte for finding this menu. This was created years ago by Jimmy Flynn.
Thanks, Jonna.
And a consortium of well-privileged investors that were also... I think he had a bunch of angel investors with him.
Oh, shit.
In Charlestown at the time, actually, at the place called Twin Lobster Special.
Has he done Series B yet or no?
Yeah, he's on Series B funding. Series BC high funding.
Oh, fuck.
So
all male funding.
Just definitely do tons of male funding. Absolute funded.
All right, so we took a list of 30 different menu items.
Actually, the number 30 is written as 1980.
Well, because it's the miracle on rice.
Okay, okay.
So rather than reading all 30, I thought if we each picked our top five, we could run through them.
The best part about this entire menu is
are you having like a nervous breakdown?
I got one, and that's all I got.
His heart has brain cancer.
I think I
also, the fact that the only misspelled thing in this thing is written in English, is I'll leave it to you to decide, but, like, go ahead. We each, what, picked five?
I picked five. I don't know about you.
I got one.
I don't think anyone in here can count to five, but go ahead.
Do you want to do yours first, man, just so you can be done?
No, hold on. All right, so it's going to be, we each say five of our favorite menu items. Starts with Bev.
I'm looking at this list of 30. That if you guys want to Google Chopstick Murphy's, you can find it. But
still find it. Somebody's still paying that fucking
on the menu, I like number one, Siam Black Church.
Fantastic.
Fucking awesome.
I like number 4. I'm going to claim Poo Poo Clatter.
That's fucking solid.
Mine's number 18, Sweet and Sour Pete, because it comes with a...
Pretty good.
It comes with a side of cream of some young guy.
Oh! You can do better than that. Again, you can do better than that.
I can't do better than
You're
that.
You're like a t-shirt from 1989 right now.
You want me to kiss?
All right. I'll take a number 7.
That was like sign, seal, and delivered, like Stevie Wonder, you motherfucker.
Dude, Kung POW MIA is like the greatest fucking... You guys went to those shows, The Channel, probably.
I'll take a number 8, the Shepherd's Pie. Pie spelled P-A-I. It's made in a wok, which is in parentheses.
Shepherd's Pie.
They're giving directions to some sort of fictional cooks.
No, they're not fictional cooks. Oh, yeah, they're called the Boys on the Walks.
Boys on the Walks, yeah. Go ahead.
Bob, do you have one?
What the fuck are you even drinking, dude?
Roasted Ducky Boys number 6.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's pretty good. That's like,
man, what am I got?
Legitimately, like top 3 least clever ones.
Am I at 2?
Okay, number 15. Sheer teriyaki.
Ah, you bastard.
You too?
Yeah. Hold on. I don't have that.
Now that I've actually looked at this,
I have number 17. This is a split.
Ah, me too.
Split release. It's Thai Mustay / Peking Crew. The edamame is served with
Peking Crew.
Peking Crew.
Yep. Peking Crew. Shout out Keith Bennett. Peking Crew.
Yeah. Dude, I'm done, man. I was just now. I'm actually
Thai
looking at all these.
Thai Mustay is like legit. Oh, that's like the greatest one.
Yeah, I'm out, man.
What about number 21? Shout out to our boy P Boy. Yeah, P Boy New Low.
That's on my list. That too. On my list. P Boy New Low Main.
New Low. Man.
Oh, wait. What about Dude, I Chicken Fingered a Girl last night? Kind of forgot that one.
It's in quotes for some reason.
Yeah, like, that one, like, I literally don't even get. Unless it's that guy from Dee Dee's from Haircut
Fingering. That had to be Jimmy. Jimmy's always trying to force in some fucking
thing. Chicken fingers, but, like, does Dude, I Fingered a Girl last night?
And he's got fingers, and he's got fingers that look like chicken fingers, right? I don't know.
They gave up on the puns at number 3.
They literally stopped that.
Number 3 just turned into a quote about chicken fingers. It didn't become a pun. It was
I just chicken fingered a girl last night.
Absolutely fingered a chick with chicken.
Hey, so I'm out though.
So it goes from
1
to 29. Then there's if you want to get the next thing, it's a number 19.
No, I got number 29. Ricey McHaggis still makes me laugh.
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty good. And we got cocktails and beers. We're going to list these off.
They're not bad.
Number 1 is the New Kids on the Rocks. Number 2.
Suffering Maldito. Bastard.
Number 3. You have the best one.
Scorpion Honky Ball. That is pretty good.
That's the best one.
Fucking band. That's a great reference.
Kirin Ichiban, number 4. That's pretty good.
Isn't it actually a beer?
Sing Sao, Sing Proud. Sing Karaoke
Tao,
Night.
What's the Ting Tao? Fucking from Bot Pot that night.
Look, duets between Chinese and Irish are encouraged. Thursday will feature a dance night called Saigon Baby Gone, which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It'll feature a dress code of Lee jeans and Scally Capra.
And the money gets donated to Sapporo the Troops. All right, so anyways, let's shift gears out of that.
Sapporo is spelled wrong.
I don't know what you're going to do here. Like, let's just go somewhere else.
Sapporo is spelled wrong.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
This is someone that couldn't speak any language.
For people that call me out because I can't speak English language, I want at least spelling to be fucking right, pricks.
I can't speak English language.
For people that call me out for can't speak English language.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
That's impossible.
Oh, now you're reading from it. What the hell? You told me to cut it out.
Well, no, because I'm switching. That's a different paper. I'm switching over to
sponsors.
What
do you got over there?
I have a couple people.
Yep, go ahead.
I don't have any.
So,
why don't you put some legwork in?
First off, I want to say big shout out to Ghost in the Machine Tattoo over in Brighton. Make sure you guys go there for all your tattoo needs. Everything from like traditional shit to sick fucking more insane shit. Josh McAleer, obviously the best in the fucking business.
Sorry, last time I saw you, I did a bunch of Trucker Speed that Joe gave me at a midnight movie at Coolidge Corner, and I was the most annoying person alive, so.
I'm sure he doesn't care. Dude fucking rules.
I think everyone in that theater cared, because I was pretty fucking annoying. I was very annoying.
You make many bad decisions, but that's a pretty bad decision to take anything that Joe Hawk would give you.
The other guys at that shop, Brian Hemming, you can see, so Josh is, just look up his fucking name, Brian's Cthulhu is God on Instagram, and Eric, the owner over there, you can look him up under his name. I think it's just Erikreith. All great dudes, all fucking insane work. Get over there, get some shit done. Make sure they don't fucking stay in business. Also, Peach Farm in Chinatown.
Yep.
Get the soft shell crabs. Dude, they're literally going to go out of fucking business. Get over there. Get some fucking food. Place keep them in awesome. Business. Place rules.
Do they get their soft shell crab from Revere Beach?
Also, Triumph Printing. Listen, I don't even know who the fuck runs Triumph Printing, but they're our boys.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that shit's awesome.
They sent us some t-shirts, some stickers.
Awesome. Yeah.
God damn, those stickers are sick.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Top shelf.
Big fans of the fucking podcast. They're up in Lowell.
Lowell.
I'm going to staple one of the t-shirts in the bathroom and wear the sticker as a shirt. I hope you don't mind.
So I have a guess who might be friends with them. And lastly, someone that's been missing from the sponsors for a few weeks, we need to bring it back, is Christy Canyon, dude.
Yeah. Also, every kid in the Soul Asylum video, still missing.
Oh, shit.
Runaway train. How's that song go?
I want somebody it goes exactly to mosh.
It's a good fucking tune.
Yeah.
I'm going hungry. What's that song?
Going to Quincy. I got some shout-outs, too, if anyone even...
Yeah, shout it out, dude. Sponsors.
All right. Shout we got outs. A pretty big one here. This is kind of weird. It's a little bit... I didn't really believe it at first, but I did some digging, and it turns out it's real. Chris Ansell from fucking Sacred Bones Records has opened a pizza place. This is COVID-curing pizza.
Holy
they
fuck.
Guarantee it will cure COVID.
I believe it.
It is also the only pizza that if you put on a record player and you spin it around, it plays the Stalin. It's fucking... strange, but
that's fucking awesome. Seriously,
true. Yeah,
what a great call.
Sounds like Tom Brady's concussion water.
Yep. Shout out to new father Stremmy in California. I wish you the best and the worst. Some guy named JD out in Ohio. You know, integrity, pretty good.
I heard of them. They're like not bad, right?
Yeah. I'm talking about like
I'm from Quincy. Like I don't really know. Is like integrity even a good man?
Sure, I don't know if it's a band or not. I just know it's.
I'm
like
sure
a,
you get
a
pair of fucking nylon shorts with integrity on them.
Fuck, I just had a good shutout. I forget who it is. I got to try to remember this. You go.
Go ahead.
No, shoot, I got nothing.
Away. No, you say something right now.
I don't have
anything
right now. What am I saying right now?
Say something right now.
Shout out to Steak Tips.
That's awful, dude.
Have we wrapped up the steaktips.com yet?
We're working on it, dude. We're pretty close.
I feel like we're not working on it hard enough.
Well, no, we might have a sponsor that has to deal with steaktips.com.
Yeah, you guys told me because I don't have good. You told me to shut up, so now you want me to say stuff.
Who else? Shout out to my boy stuff. JP. You guys I know you're listening out there. What's up?
Around.
Shout out to the neighborhood JP. It's very hard to get to you from Boston. It's impossible almost.
Yeah.
Takes 15 minutes from anywhere.
I meant the dude JP, but also shout out to the place JP. Remember when Luke used to live there?
I used to live there too.
Oh, what about about Big Shrimp Guy?
Absolute legend.
Huge shrimp guy.
Oh, he's absolutely huge. Yeah.
We had those huge shrimp in my house.
Dude, you had pretty big those.
Where was the guy?
They were decently sized shrimp.
I know, I've never had shrimp that big. No, wasn't
decent
a fan
shrimp,
of them.
No guy.
That's a size. If you don't get that size, it's like you're not my fucking friend.
Yeah, but I don't, the little ones.
New
are
menu item.
No, they're not.
New menu item on the fucking Chopstick Murphy's. Big shrimp guy. Guy spelled GAI.
Oh, I like that. It's just like a plate of fucking nice shrimp.
It's just a dude that shows up. 5 stars. Everything.
He gets to decide where the fuck we get him from.
Yeah, not too bad.
And shout out to big huge shrimp guy's son. Little shrimp guy.
Little shrimp guy. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Or girl, whatever you want.
What else do we got?
I don't know, man. There's still... Dude, what's that dude doing over there?
What does that sentence even mean?
Why
is,
even,
that's
like...
so vague. Who?
Why
where?
Even, like,
what?
He's playing those fucking beats, man. Just hang it up.
You mean next to us?
Yeah, it sucks. So you can practice that all you fucking want. Fucking Christ.
Shitbomb coming up next, 2 episodes in a row.
I got a fucking migraine from it.
We got Mr. Cool Breeze coming up next week.
Oh, shit.
Wait, you just ended it?